Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unk, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unk podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unk, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast. Ooh, 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 ooh. The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki.
Hello, here I am. Welcome to the show. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Welcome. It's Tuesday, and we were not here yesterday. It's the first show of the week. I apologize. It sounds like I'm being facetious or sarcastic. Sarcastic meaning that it has more meanness behind it than facetiousness, but I'm being neither and neither. I am sorry that I didn't have a show yesterday, but we have one today and we're here and we're in a good mood. Andrew has a new haircut on his face.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah, he has a mustache.
Yeah, it's strong, huh?
We're going to get into it. Let's just get into it. Noah's here. She's in Arizona. Andrew and I are both in St. Louis. It is Tuesday. I'm cramping right now, but I'm not feeling it because I took pain pills. But it's just, I just know what's happening. There's horrible pain happening in my uterus right now. Ugh. Sometimes when I take pain pills, it makes me just feel like I'm just blind spotting it. You know, like I didn't fix the thing that's happening.
I mean, are there drugs just for...
Yeah, it's called Midol.
Midol.
It sounds like a toy you get as a four-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Midol. And it's just like, helps you get ready to cramp up. It's just a little stuffed animal pill.
What does it feel? Does it feel like a stomachache?
I'll tell you, thank you for asking. Thank you for asking, because I
you're
will
welcome.
Tell you exactly how it feels, because I did not get cramps until I was a 38-year-old woman. And I'll say it started in my 37. And I've talked about it before, but last night it woke me up at 3 a.m. I knew I was getting my period today because I have the Flow app and it tracks it, and it was dead on. And
does the Flow app give me an alert? Like it's like,
no, but I mean, like I log my symptoms and I see it popping up on the calendar when it's supposed to start, and I go, oh, Tuesday. So it started Tuesday early morning, and man, I woke up and it just feels like you have a stomach virus,
mm-hmm.
and you have to have explosive diarrhea, and there's nothing to come out, and there's nothing to make it feel better except pain pills. There's nothing. I just went and sat on the toilet, which does, like, because in my brain, I've never had this before. So it's just like, you have diarrhea. So I'm just sitting on the toilet. Like, what is, like, gas? Like, it just feels like your stomach is a taut balloon, but it's not. And I'm pushing on it. And like, I really almost woke up Chris and was like, will you punch me in the stomach? I wanted to be severely punched in the stomach because I wanted the pain on the inside to match the outside. And maybe it, like, when I used, it was a migraine in my stomach. It was as bad of the, it's the worst pain I've ever felt.
Which you deal with a migraine similarly, where you...
I used to, when I was on, and it's all connected to my fucking hormones. When I was on the stupid IUD, the Mirena IUD, I used to get just the worst migraines. Not the worst, because there's, I'm sure, but it's the worst pain I've ever felt before. And I used to want Chris to punch me in the face. Like, he never would, but I'd be like, please, because I just don't want this. I want some other pain in the area that will take away from that. And I was just crying on the toilet. I was had a bucket in front of me. I was like spitting up. I was just like, it was just, and then eventually I'm like, okay, I'll give in. And I was so in pain. I couldn't even take a pain pill. Like, I couldn't even look for Tylenol or anything. Mm-hmm. But I luckily, scrummaged around and found some. And then I found the heating patch that I got myself from your Uber Eats order. And I slapped this thing on my belly and it just didn't do enough. It wasn't hot enough. And I'm laying in bed just writhing, and Chris has to get up at 5 for radio, and I'm like waking him up. It's like, this is between 3 and 5. And we went to bed at like 1. He's getting no sleep. So I just decided to sleep on the bathroom floor. And then I was like, wait, maybe if I get in the, if I make a really hot bath and just make it as hot as I want the heating pad to be. So I made a scalding hot bath and just laid in it. And that really actually helped. Hmm. It might've been around the time though that the pain pills were kicking in.
Yeah, you don't know.
But I'm really like, I'm going to write my mom, or I planned on it. But being like, do you have any codeine or any kind of like heavy duty pain pill that you stole from grandma when she died and got in her cabinets? Because it was the worst. So what I did do though, was I started Googling as soon as my stomach started feeling better. It feels like, is that accurate, Noah? Do you experience this ever?
Not to that extreme, but I've had, I've had really bad pain. It's just, we just deal with it and we just let it go through us and wake up the next day and start all over.
Talking about their cramps or like complaining, and I just never related because I got like little cramping here and there, but it was just like, I just thought girls were kind of like, I always kind of think I have a higher threshold of pain. So I'm just like, I didn't dismiss their pain, but I was just like, mm-hmm. They're kind of being...
Yeah, overdramatic.
Overdramatic. It is,
I have to admit,
awful.
Though, I've been on birth control since, I don't know, like decades, and I only got off it in December. So I'm only starting to experience like what my real period is like.
Yeah.
And the cramps are pretty bad.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I'm not on the pill, and so I looked up, like, I just looked up cramps. Like, I'm like a 13-year-old girl that's just like, what's happening to me?
Yes.
I really, yes. I feel like I can describe this for men because I feel like a man. Like, I've never dealt with this in my life. I didn't have my period for the first, I got my period when I was 15, and then I lost it by the time I was 17. And then I didn't have it again regularly till I was 30 something. Mm-hmm. And then I was on the pill forever. And so this is the first time I'm experiencing this. And it is, I looked it up and then it said that the pill can like regulate this. And I don't want to be on the pill because I don't like the idea that I heard the pill makes it so you never are like putting out sex hormones. Like, it's always making you in a constant state of, I'm pregnant. So like these little imperceptible things that your body does, or like that your smells you make that tell men like, hey, I've...
Pheromones.
Your pheromones, just like little things that happen to your body that make men want to fuck you and marry you, mm-hmm. and just be attracted to you, which I rely on not only for my career, but like my relationship. Even if you think you don't, you do.
And
I don't
also
want
the...
Yeah, when
the
you're
reverse,
pregnant, like people kind of don't look at you.
The reverse of that also is a lot of women get off of birth control with their partner, right? And they realize that when they met him, they were attracted to the wrong sense, and women realize like, there's something about my partner that I don't like. That so happens. It just confuses everything.
Interesting.
So people get off the pill or they get on a pill and they're disgusted by their, they're literally disgusted by their boyfriend. They don't like his smell, or they get off it based on if they met him when they were on it, because it changes everything about your attraction, about their attraction to you.
Yeah.
And your body, a lot of pills, I don't know the science behind this, obviously, because I'm only like half a scientist. I only went to, you know, I only have my master's in science, but I don't know anything, but I do know that there are certain pills that mimic that you're constantly in a state of, you're basically, your body thinks it's pregnant, and so it won't shed its lining, but you don't have a stomach to have the people be like, oh, you're pregnant. You just look like a woman who can't carry a baby. And I'm already like, you know, toeing that line. I don't want, so I looked into it and I just, I remembered the pain I was in, and I just told myself, when this pain stops, do whatever you can to not feel this way again. Trust Saint Nikki trust Nikki when she was feeling pain, because I will forget the pain and go, I don't need to be on the pill.
So like
I
a hangover.
So I signed up for this like thing, and I, you know, telehealth messaged with a doctor, got prescribed the pill right away, paid $40 to like text message with a doctor, and I'm getting the NuvaRing put up there. Stat, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't care if it's it. I've been on the NuvaRing before, and
it's interesting
didn't have any
that
symptoms, but
that smell. Because I honestly, I go through life where I don't, unless it's like a nasty fart or walking by a subway, I don't even realize
pheromones
I smell.
Like a smell.
I know, though. I know. That's what's interesting. Like, you don't even know it's happening. Yeah. You don't even know why it's affecting you.
Last night, like, after I hadn't seen Chris in so long, and we hung out and we were just like, you know, had like a lot of loving moments together. And afterwards, like, I just like, he came up and hugged me, and I just like was like, wanted to eat his skin. I was like, God, I just love your smell. Like, I am so in love with you. And it was like, it was just, it. And he smelled the same as he did an hour before when I first saw him, which it just felt like a little bit new and like almost, you know, when you haven't seen your partner for like even the third,
that's
the person that you've been dating for 9 years, you haven't seen them for a little bit. It's a little awkward, which is kind of exciting because it feels a little new. But it was so wild. Like after, you know, for women, it takes a little bit for us to like get that kind of horniness that men kind of come into the building with, and like that like desire, like that unbridled desire. And that was what I was feeling after we had, you know, spent a lot of time just like, you know, kissing on each other. I was just like, get back over. And he was kind of like, you know, like trying to make dinner and like putting a pizza in the oven. And I was just like, can I just like, will you just like lay on me and I could just eat your hair? I was like, so it was because I was about to, but that's the kind of thing. It was like the same. He was the same. He didn't put off new smells.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. Like how.
Yeah, no, I felt that way yesterday, actually. Randomly,
yeah,
with Brenna. Because, I mean, it's been, what, 4 days?
4 days, yeah.
I don't know. Something, there's, yeah, there's, so, I don't know. It, yeah, you,
it's
you,
exciting,
you don't
though.
Get it. You, she comes home and I'm all horned up because your boy,
yes,
you know,
saves
his stock, because that's what she loves, is just an ungodly amount of, you know, jizz, which, you know, women love that. They just want more the merrier, right?
Are you saying that facetiously? Yeah. Because we kind of do. I don't know, I do.
Well, I think you like seeing it because you know he kept it for you, maybe? Or is it
or
just...
Or we're just huge whores. I don't know. I like a lot of
cum dumpsters.
Yeah. Thank you, Noah. Listen, that's... How cute is Noah that she... That she... Cum dumpsters.
Yeah.
Like, that is such a Noah-ism, just piping in with the most...
Now, could there be too much cum?
No. No.
What if it was?
Listen,
like,
I'm not speaking for all women, and I know that some women out there are just like, no, I because I remember Dr. Drew telling me after his prostate cancer, he had his prostate removed or whatever they do, and he shoots
no
nothing.
Yeah,
and he loves it because there's no cleanup, but there is something, or maybe it's clear. I don't think it's clear. I think it's just nothing. I think
mean,
it just like
it's great. You could quit whenever you want.
It's like a howling wind that comes out.
It's like wearing a condom and pretending to come. But you don't have to, like, he could just be like, I gotta go watch SportsCenter.
But she puts it up to her eye, and it's like a little, one of those ocular tests that shoots wind into your eye to see the refraction.
She just feels like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And she can tell. She was like, nothing came out, not even a wind, not even a hot breath.
He goes, are you a doctor? Am I? No, I think he is. I'm pretty sure he is.
So you save your stock and she comes in.
Oh, yeah. It's just, I was horned up, boy. I mean, I was.
But are you nervous when you're horned up? I feel like when men get horny, which is the basis of my entire act, they don't, they're not like nervous. They're just like on autopilot. They're like, they're almost zombie-like. Like nothing will stop them.
Well, it's funny because she's on her period and she mentioned, she's like, I think you kind of like it that you don't have to do anything. I was like, wouldn't anyone like it if they don't have to do anything and they get the treat?
What do you mean do anything? Oh, like go down on her.
Or like just have sex, like anything. Like I literally like could come back home, be exhausted, lay back and get.
Why don't you do it? I don't understand. Because she doesn't like to have sex on her period.
Well, it's literally the first day. She doesn't like to do it on like the first or second day.
Oh, so she just pleases you. Yeah. Yes. Got it.
I mean, that's fun. It's fun. I mean, who wouldn't like a complete like treat?
Where you have to give nothing in return.
Oh, and then I shaved my I trimmed my beard like as
was
a
that
joke.
The plan?
No.
Yeah.
It was just, I was trimming my beard just to trim my face. And then I was like, oh, I'll just leave the mustache. It's kind of a pranky prank.
Yeah.
Kind of a fun. It's kind of like maybe if you left like a bunch of pubic hair and like as like a joke. And then Chris was like, that's my favorite thing I've ever seen.
Yes.
And that's what I came out of the bathroom and Brenna's like, I'm so into this.
Because you look different because you look like a new guy. I love when Chris
I want to fuck Dave.
Shaves his beard because I'm like, this guy, who's this guy?
Yeah, yeah. Who's ready to fucking.
Yeah, she'll want you to take it off soon to have a new guy show up.
Yeah.
I'm not, it really is novelty. Like,
she's like,
women,
can you wear heels?
People think women don't like novelty and that we don't like a little bit of role play action. I wish I could get into some of the things that I've been doing. In my personal life, but I want to keep it personal. But like, what I want to say is that the more I get into sensory deprivation in which you kind of don't know who's in the room with you and they can pretend to be anyone else. And because, you know, if you're trying to do role play and the person is standing in front of you and they look like you can see them.
Yeah.
And they're pretending to be someone else.
Oh, so you
got to
be pitch black in a small tub floating?
No, you just put on an eye mask, a silky sweet eye mask.
Save a lot of money.
And No. You don't have to be in a float tank. You don't have to do like Joe Rogan in a cryo chamber.
It's so funny.
Yeah,
you
have to
going
go up in one of
those
planes where they filmed Apollo 13, where you float in the air for 17 seconds.
Oh, that'd be such a funny way to fuck.
It would be really hard
up
to do
in the
that.
Air. Oh my god, that's so funny.
Man, but there's just something about
they have to go on the roof. You know what I mean?
Women crave like new, just not as much as men do, but it is interesting. There's a perfect balance I found of like your person that you love and trust pretending to be someone new, so you don't actually have to have someone new. It is still the person, but you get to kind of exercise those fantasies of someone new where like it's very interesting. I don't know. I just like, and I, let's say in the past I've done the thing where you talk to the person who is your boyfriend or the person you're with and they're pretending to be someone else.
Someone specific or a job of some sort?
It can be anyone. Okay. Anything. So let's say a job, whatever your fantasy is.
Yeah. A Rottweiler.
Well, they have to talk, I think. They have to like understand.
Something like that?
Ew, no. No.
Maybe without a mustache? Is it the mustache?
I think it was the lisp.
The Rottweiler had a lisp.
I feel like it did. But what you do is, for me, this is very hot. You talk to the person that is not your boyfriend about your boyfriend to him.
Oh, okay.
And he is your boyfriend, but you say.
So you're giving him compliments through this character.
You say, like, you can't do things like my boyfriend does. Good luck. Nice try.
Oh.
You're not going to be as good.
So,
and then they end up being, like, trying to get you to, like, oh, you think I can't do better than your stupid boyfriend or whatever it is. And then you compete with like, so it makes that person compete with this, compete with a fictionalized version of with themselves, really. And they're playing a role that they didn't really know they're playing. And then you are also like free to be like, actually, you're better than him because it's still him.
Yes.
And he like doesn't feel jealous. It's very interesting and it's very fun. And all it requires is a sleep mask that you buy from Amazon and a little change of voice
and a float tank.
Yeah, and a sensory deprivation tank and noise canceling headphones. and about 400 milligrams.
And seven guys in the room.
Psilocybin mushrooms. Yes.
The it is funny to think, like, you know, if Brenna was like, you know, why don't you be a doctor or something? Like, I'm not smart enough to convey certain characters.
Yes,
like, I'd have to be, like, construction worker. I could do fireman. But, like, anything.
Grilled cheese salesman. Welcome to Melt Shop.
Yeah. You turned on, actually. I've been dating someone else for the last 3 years.
That is funny when you start asking too many questions of the character. Yeah, and they're like, I haven't really worked out this character yet. I don't even know his name. That's great.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break and come back with more. Andrew. Well,
coming down the mountain, oh, here I come. That's an old song, reverted back to this, but is it?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Have you ever seen a girl with a perfect wardrobe and everything just looks like clean and put together and you know she's not rich and you're like, how is this happening? I swear to God, this bitch knows about Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. Did you hear me say washable silk tops? Yes, washable. I have a silk dress from them and I did wash it and it still looks great. It is such like a cute piece that I will have forever that just matches with everything. Add some Quince pieces to your wardrobe to just elevate the whole thing. People will think you shop in France. I know you're thinking, well, Nikki, why is Quince so cheap? There's always a reason. Well, it's because they directly partner with top factories. They cut out the middleman and they pass the savings on to you. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Nikki.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're like me and you struggle with FOMO and also FOGO, which is fear of going out, then you might need therapy because it has really helped me to talk to a therapist about my social anxiety and how that manifests for me. It looks different than other people. I just feel guilty all the time if I don't do things and then I dread doing them. But it's something that I've learned to accept and just embrace about myself and to forgive myself and to like myself about it. If you are also on a journey to appreciating yourself and accepting yourself, can I recommend therapy? It is so helpful to talk to someone who is not going to judge you, who has heard it all. BetterHelp is the way to start because it's all all online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a brief questionnaire, and then you get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you don't like them and it doesn't go well, you just switch. You don't even have to, like, talk to them about it. That's the beauty of BetterHelp. It is for people with social anxiety. So if you struggle with social anxiety, find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/NikkiGlaser today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/NikkiGlaser. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're back. So welcome home, Nikki Glaser, ? Did you watch it yet?
The latest one? No, I've not seen the latest
Noah,
one.
Noah, did you watch it?
Yes.
Yes.
Every Sunday at 7 p.m.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. You know, it's been hard for me to watch it for whatever reason. Because I realize why. Because I'm alone. On Sunday nights, I'm either here alone. If I had a person to watch it with, it would be more fun. But alone, I just get too critical, and then I just don't end up watching it. And
you can always FaceTime
me. But I think everyone
me.
Else should watch it. So,
and I would watch it.
That's
with
really
you.
Nice of you. That's a good idea.
What'd she say?
Because I'm watching.
You can FaceTime her.
Oh yeah.
Noah, what did you think of this episode? What happened?
Really funny. I mean, they use the preview of you kissing that statue in your parents' river house for so many episodes.
Made everyone so
I remember that like yesterday. I don't know that why I remember so that. Funny. So like more than anything from the show.
I know. I really went to town on that thing.
When you sucked its finger.
Yeah. I mean,
that was commitment.
I really enjoyed. I enjoyed it too much. Of like treating that thing like it was my boyfriend. I was really craving something back then.
Yeah. You could even make a statue do role play.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You start Maybe fucking statues around St. Louis.
Oh my God. Literally the Pierre St. Louis or whatever his fucking name is. Down by the art museum.
But he's not Pierre.
I have to just get up on his horse though. Oh yeah. Yeah, but he's not. I'm up there with a fucking mask on. People are like, what? You don't need to wear that. It's dangerous.
They're like, we'd rather take the statue down than watch whatever this
Willie
is.
Willie Mays. I'm climbing up at the fucking ballpark here? Village.
Is he here?
Huh?
Oh, I didn't know Willie. I thought Willie Mays. Oh, I got really excited that Willie Mays was from St. Louis for a second. He's my favorite baseball player.
I think he is.
I think you're thinking of Bob Gibson, maybe?
No, Willie Mays was on the Cardinals.
No, he was on the Mets.
Some Willie was.
Oh, Willie.
I don't know.
Rudolph, maybe?
No, it was a Willie. But anyway, back to the show.
Yeah, so, oh yeah, you got left. Which was really funny.
Oh yeah, Andrew, you got lefted me, which
I'm
is
so,
you know
so
the game
glad that made it.
Yeah, that was really funny. That was not planned. It's everything I watch on the show. I'm like, oh my God, if I was watching a reality show, I'd go, this was they planned this. We really got out to go to the bathroom spontaneously. That was not planned. Then Andrew decided to leave us spontaneously, not planned.
Yeah.
Did they show us pulling up on the car on the back of the car?
Yes, they did. They did.
Okay. Yeah, that was really fun.
And also it was funny to see that because on the podcast many moons ago, Andrew was talking about the game we got left that he and his friends used to play on each other. So I had like an extra context.
Oh,
for
see, we described
game.
It probably in the interview that you used to play a game and then it didn't, yeah. The interview did not make it probably.
Yeah, but it was
oh,
still,
oh, I got
it still
you.
Made sense.
I got you. Yeah. I think it's still. It read. And then, what else? And so then we hung out at the house out there.
At the house and also
lunch,
the couples therapy.
Oh, yeah. That was.
Whoa, that's a nice blend of two different things.
Yeah, I mean, Anya told me, she was like, it's the most compelling. You're the most compelling couple on reality TV. There's a lot going on there that's like cool to like analyze and to see. And because she knows us, she's like, there's a lot here. Like, and it's almost like I'm.
Were the cameras like, in the therapy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and we still see
people
that therapist.
People are going to be like, why weren't there five more episodes of that?
We still see, I know, we still see that that therapist, Willie McGee.
Willie McGee, yes.
We still see that therapist. And from that first episode, that was the first time we ever saw her, the one that you see on the episode. And she's really good. And yeah, that kicked us off. So it's an example of something you do in reality TV for the sake of reality TV. Okay, let's go to the therapist, which I'd been trying to get us to go to for a while, and it just wasn't happening. The whole storyline is.
But before the show, you wanted.
And the show brought about like, okay, let's do this. The fact that he agreed to do it on camera, and I don't even know what we got into. A lot of people wrote me being like, my boyfriend, I watched this episode, and like. We have the same issues. I think we got into the fact that he, like, when he gets annoyed with me or, like, gets, you know, upset with me, he shuts down.
Yeah.
Did we get into that?
Yes, a little bit.
Which I think is so relatable. And I really do think that it probably helped some men, if they saw this, maybe think about going to couples therapy. I don't know. I hope so.
Well, it was, I mean, I was watching it with Avi, and I was the one who would always like shut down and like not return phone calls, and like, I'm going to make him wait a whole weekend until he hears from me just to make him nervous and crazy.
Yeah.
And I was, so it was good. I was like, you see, I'm not the only one who does yes. stuff like this.
Yes. Cause it's not, it's honestly
it's not good.
Like, I used to get so upset about it. And I still do. It's like the thing that makes me feel worse. Like it's for me, it feels cruel when someone does it to me. Mm-hmm. But I really do realize like there are sometimes things that I do out of anger or out of like being frustrated with him that are like so, or with anyone, that are so out of character. I mean, I cussed my parents out the other day. Like I said, fuck you, and hung up on them on the phone. And I was like, then don't come to the interview. Fuck you. And I like, this was 3 days ago, 4 days, you know, 5 days ago, I guess, on Thursday. Fuck you. Hung up on them.
Yeah. How did that come about, though?
It came, I could tell you exactly what happened. I was running late to this radio show that they were on with me.
Okay.
I was feeling anxious already. We go there. I'm in the like garage going to my car to go there. And Luigi's with me. He's pulling on the leash. A dog adding to like, oh, pulling. And like, I feel bad that I haven't walked him enough today. And now he has to get in the car instead of going on a proper walk. And, you know, and then my parents call and I pick up and I go, speakerphone, hello. And I just hear, oh my God, AJ, oh my God, wait. Like literally the sound you hear before your parents die in a car accident.
Okay.
Like I can hear they're in a car. Yeah. You know, when you pick up a phone, you can hear the like static in the air where you're like, oh, I know they're in a car. That I already established immediately. And then I hear my mom go, AJ, oh my God, oh my God. Like, and I've heard, I have a friend whose sister died in a car accident and he heard her die. And that was was like, oh my God. And then cut off, or he heard like, you know, the fucking crumpled steel. And is, you know, that happens frequently because phones are distractions. And so these people, so I in that moment thought my parents were about to die or be in a really critical car accident. And then as soon as it wasn't that, I hear my parents just screaming at each other, AJ, it was right there. And he goes, oh my God, we almost just fucking died. We almost just fucking died. And my mom's like, you shouldn't have done. Like, they're just screaming at each other. And then they're like, where is this thing? Where are we supposed to go, Nikki?
So they're taking that all out.
And then I go, I texted you. Okay, are you guys okay? I texted you where to go. Well, call us. Why are you texting us? And I go, I've literally never in the past 5 years I text you everything, and I texted you both, and this was hours ago. I didn't just text you while you were driving where we were supposed to. I texted you yesterday and today the location, and I just go, you know what, fuck you. And it was just my anger at them for turning their anger on me, my anger at the world for almost taking my parents from me, my, you know, it's just I did not have the strength to not go to my knee-jerk response, which is fuck you, hang up, and like run away from this problem and like punish. And like, and it was embarrassing. It happened in front of Taylor. And I'm in front of Taylor, who's my high school friend, who I have been the worst version of myself to my parents in front of her. My friends used to look at the way I talked to my parents and like be aghast. But what they didn't understand was, well, they did understand. They would hear how my parents talked to me. And we just fought in a different way than other people. Like sometimes I tell people like, oh, my mom used to say this and then run away. Or my dad, like, you know, things you share about your family and people go, wait, you're, what did they do?
Yeah.
And it's so normal to you. Like, that's how you fight or that's how you communicate. And it's not them being bad parents. Everyone's trying their fucking best.
I could see how that fuck you, though, came about. Like, when I hear this story, I'm like, yeah, that's justified. I don't know.
Because my dad just gets so mad at me when...
Well, they're taking traffic or they're taking the road, like... That's road rage, and it goes towards you, and you're like, well, I don't deserve this.
They almost just died, and they're freaking out. And so now they want to blame someone that isn't them.
Yeah.
And it's my fault because I didn't tell them which way to go, and so they're trying to get over to go on 40 instead of 270, and so they're blaming me. And then all of a sudden, I have the blame of my parents' almost death on my shoulders while I'm in the elevator with the dog. It was just like, you know what? Fuck you. Don't even come. I don't need you to come.
Now, when you go to the interview, is that conversation happening?
We parked at the same time and I ran over to the car and I was like, I am so sorry I said that to you. Like, I thought you were going to die. It was my rage coming out. I literally thought, Like, that is my, I run that scenario through my head of like picking up the phone because my friend told me about his sister dying that way. That is, I'm waiting for that call. Like, it is on my mind. So like the second I heard it, I was like, this is it, where I hear my parents die. Cause my mom's always calling me from the car and you just hear her go, oh God. And she goes, oh God, someone just pulled out. And you hear those little moments. So it was that, and it was.
And what was their reaction to the apology?
They were really like, it's okay. We were scared too, and it was all cool. And then we went on this radio show and had a great time. And then I apologized after again, being like, I really need you to know, like, I'm so embarrassed the way I snapped at you, and like, I did not mean to say that. I was just so scared you were dying. That's all I'm scared of is my parents dying. It is literally my biggest fear. I'm becoming obsessed with it because they're aging so much,
yeah.
And I'm seeing it that I just like. It's all I joke about. It's like all it's just my biggest fear. I mean, how do you handle that? How do you, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll be fine. But, you know, my life will change in a different way. But
we'll
Jesus
have the mullet
Christ.
House, you know, to ourselves, which is pretty
cool.
Oh
yeah, my parents' house, the mullet house. On to lighter things. We had a great weekend.
Yeah, it was fun.
We did three shows. We drove to each of them. We did Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore, which all feel kind of like the same city.
Yeah, it's that same, like, I don't know.
But they were all very different.
What do you mean by that?
But
just
those
like the venues
like
or the actual people that were
people
at the show?
And the crowds. I mean, they were amazing crowds.
Yeah, every single show was really great.
And the meet and greets were so nice.
They felt smart while not being offended. They were hard laughers.
Can
they
we
wanted
talk
more
about the celebrity that came on Sunday night, and then you meeting this person. So my friend Bobby Flay, who I met doing his show Beat Bobby Flay, came to our Baltimore show.
Yeah,
and
what you know of Bobby Flay too? Like you got to beat Bobby. Like Bobby Flay is like, and you think he's intense. He's
you think
a
he's
chef.
An asshole.
He might be an asshole. He's from New York. He's Irish.
He has a reputation of being like an asshole because that is a reputation that precedes him of being like, I'm a grilling man, and I don't know. He's
I'm
like
a grilling man.
He's like he'll roast you because he like likes the grill, and he's like he's just cocky and like New York, and like I don't know. You have a perception of him. So. I already had met him and did his show, so I knew he was like nice, but there's still, you know, I didn't spend that much time with him, so who knows what we're gonna get. So he we all think he's not gonna come backstage and we're not gonna meet him till after the show.
Yeah,
I brought along this I bought these bangs on Amazon because I wanted to try to see what I would look like with bangs, and I thought it would just be a funny thing to play with. I bought two pairs of these clip-on bangs. And I brought one on the road with me, and Andrew put it in his hair when we're backstage.
They're blonde bangs, too, so they really...
Blonde bangs.
Accentuate
you saw
my
this on his Instagram.
Gray
yes.
in my beard, yeah.
Yeah. You look like a precious doll.
I look like Lloyd Christmas's friend.
Right.
I couldn't think of his
from Dumb and Dumber.
What was it?
Yes, yes.
Jeff Bridges. No, Jeff Daniels.
Mm. Yeah.
Some guy named Patty the Batty, which is a UFC star... some kind of weird
king. You look like
a
Tiger King.
Oh, a little bit of Tiger King.
Joe Exotic kind of thing.
It was definitely not a look that... It's funny for your
you
friends.
Look like, what's his name from Waiting for Guffman? Corky.
Okay, yeah. I feel that. And or the guy from No Country for Old Men. That
so,
serial killer
yes,
vibe.
Same kind of haircut. Yeah. Like the bowl cut, but with blonde bangs and like two strands on the side that kind of come down. So when Anya put them in her hair backstage, she did not clip them in. She was just setting them there and then... I clipped them into Andrew's hair, and he has no idea how the clip works. It's very simple, but he has no idea how it works. So he has them in his hair, and he's
and
like...
I don't want to rip out my balding
and
head.
And he's in the next green room, like, next to mine, and he's on this couch, like, taking selfies. Like, give Andrew a mirror and, like, some new thing for him to look
to
at himself.
Have fun with? Yeah, yeah.
Have fun with?
Yeah.
Give Andrew... He's like a parakeet. If you give him a mirror... In a new like thing, he'll look at himself like it's another person, that he has a new friend.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. I like that guy.
Give him a ring light with some good lighting.
He'll take his shirt off. Yeah, and an HBO job. Yeah, his shirt will come off and his nipples will be hard. So what?
So Andrew is in this. There is literally a fainting couch, like a lounge, like a chaise lounge.
It's like the chair from Titanic where paint me like one of your French girls.
And Andrew is laying on that taking pictures of himself. And all of a sudden we hear Matt.
No, Matt was taking the photos.
Oh, he was?
Which is even
oh, okay. So how did it go down?
So Matt's taking photos. I start hearing Bobby Flay is here. And I'm like, I was a little.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
because I had this it's not even like a curly wig. I look like a serial killer. Like, there's no reason for me to have this thing.
And he's dressed normal otherwise.
And he doesn't know me. He doesn't know that I'm your opener.
He has no idea who you...
Yeah.
He does know who you are because he follows me on Instagram. But you didn't know that he knew that.
I didn't know that he knew that. So,
He tried to probably take it... Andrew probably tried to, like, take it off or, like, get it off a little bit. But there was no way he was going to rip out any of his precious hair.
You know what would look crazier than a guy that just has a wig on? A guy trying his hardest to take this wig off before he meets you.
So, Bobby is walking down the hall that the green room that Andrew's in is like right there, and Andrew just has to meet him with this wig on. And it's so funny because he doesn't really have time to explain it either.
No, he's because he's like, also going to say hi to you. Yeah, so I have 3 seconds.
Andrew is just on the way.
Defuse this bomb.
He's just on the way. Matt is walking down the hallway, and Andrew just shows up.
I'm like a British soldier.
So what
protecting.
Did you say? I was crying.
I just go to. I just go to. I go. Hey, this isn't my normal look.
Which to me is hilarious because it's like he was almost saying like, I'm just trying this out for the night. It's almost like you with your mustache right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you would think people would notice this, but if they were meeting you for the first time, they would just think this is your normal.
But like, the wig is like.
I know, but like the way you said it.
Yes.
Was a way that you would probably say about the mustache today of like, this isn't my normal look.
Yes.
I usually, you
yes.
know. Like,
what was
even
his response?
Times 10.
Yeah,
huh?
What was his response?
He goes, you're a fucking idiot. And I was like, man, Bobby Grill.
Yeah, and
Bobby Grill Flay.
And he slammed the door in your face.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, get away from my fucking Tabascos. No, he was like, all right, cool. Yeah, it wasn't cool. It was more like, yeah, okay.
Because
right
then
on.
I came out, and then it was Andrew didn't. Then it was like me seeing my friend, and then there was no time for Andrew to like actually get. And then I go, and then I see Andrew, and I think I was the one that was like, this is a joke. Like I put this and I unclipped it. I was like, you poor. It was almost like untangling a sea turtle that didn't know how to get out of its.
out of the Coca-Cola
like,
plastic.
Hold on, let me help you. He doesn't normally look like this. This is a joke that I put on him. And it was so funny. It made me laugh so hard to hear you just go, this isn't what I normally. Like, yeah, you could have just been like, this is one of Nikki's like wigs I was putting on for a joke. But you were just like, this isn't normally how I look. But that could have been like.
Maybe if I leaned into it, I could have just been like, what's up, Bobby? And he would have been like, God damn, I respect whatever the fuck
that
is.
So confident with that fucking...
Yeah, with the guy that eats the berries and cream.
Clip on bangs. Clip on Taylor Swift bangs.
I mean, there is a look to that. I mean, there are, you know, there's something about a guy having bangs like that and not giving a fuck where people are drawn to it.
If Machine Gun Kelly started wearing that thing... Tomorrow you'd be doing it. We could get you there. We could get enough hot, cool guys doing that you could naturally yourself start clipping on some
things.
This
bangs. UFC fighter is he's the hottest rising UFC fighter, and he literally, if you type in Paddy the Batty, mm-hmm. he's from Ireland.
Okay.
It's identical. Like, he just leans into this hair, and everyone's like, why do you have hair like that?
Well, Theo Von's mullet.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
When I first saw Theo Von's mullet, this is 2000. 14, 15?
Yeah, four years.
16? Yeah. I remember he walked in the green room. I was backstage. Amy was having a show, and she had a bunch of her friends on it. And he walked in the green room of this backstage area. And he walked in, and I started laughing. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I thought it was, like, a Halloween joke or some guy. Like, he had a role in something. And I was like, what's the – what are you doing?
Yes, yes.
Like, what is this for? And he's like – it's my hair. And I couldn't understand it. It wasn't even like he was confident about it. I think it wasn't like I was like, whoa. It didn't make sense to me that it wasn't a joke. And then eventually you just get used to it and you go, oh, I guess that's...
Well,
and
I
now
think,
people, that's a style that I would not scoff at all.
Well, there's things about the mullet or the mustache where...
I was like, that looks like my parents' house.
Initially you think... Yeah. Initially you think that's your personality. Like... In my mind, I go, oh, this is your personality. Like, you do get a lot of attention for the mullet or the mustache from regular people. Like, I used to go to a bar with this fucking thing, and it was even thicker, and you would have thought I was the mayor of the bar. Like, people were like, man, that's a fucking, you know, you get a lot of attention, and you get a lot of attention.
I mean, that's why you have that right now, is Brenna gave you attention.
Oh, yeah, yeah. One person now, all I need is. But so the idea, though, is like, it's your whole part. You know, they have mustache contests. They have mullet contests. I just saw a guy. He just had a mullet, and he got, everyone lost their mind. The guy didn't even talk yet. You know, it was just some short, like, viral video. Yeah. Everyone's like, whoa! And he's like, he's no different. He just decided to add a couple inches, and people...
Peacocking, man.
Yeah,
girls
peacocking.
Love it. Girls love a thing that they can comment on. I mean, it's a classic pickup artist technique to do have something ridiculous about your look.
Yes.
And then girls go, what is this? And then they go, what? I like it. And then you, then the girl feels stupid for trying to make fun of something that you're confident about, and it makes us want to fuck you.
Yes.
It's a classic technique. Let's get to the news.
You heard it here first.
Apparently you heard it here first. It's Tuesday, folks. You know what that means? It is Tuesday. Hope you're having all the swells out there. Even you, mullet man and mustache man. And meniscus man.
I can see you with a mullet. I really could. 100%.
A balding mullet, though?
Oh, okay. So maybe I couldn't. But you would if you could.
No, I couldn't. I would.
All right, Noah. You do it as a joke, and then you keep it.
Maybe.
This weekend, you guys will be on tour starting Thursday.
Yeah,
you're on tour.
Boise.
Phoenix, Salt Lake City.
Utah.
Boise, Salt Lake City, and Phoenix. Yes.
Phoenix, where I'm going to see you, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, yeah. Noah's going to come on. It's Saturday, right?
Saturday.
Phoenix. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Nice.
Yes. So if you want to come out to that show, and tickets are available at NikkiGlaser.com. And if you go alone, you can just message me, going alone in all caps, your full name, and the show you're going to. And I
wait
will
a minute.
Give you a free meet and greet.
What happened to your phone? You never told us what happened to your phone.
News. Breaking news. I was standing on the corner.
I almost feel like it should be its own thing. Should we do it during news? I feel like it could be 20 minutes.
It's not that long.
All right.
I mean, I was standing on the corner and... holding my phone. It was at night. I had just gone for a run with my phone. I miss my Taylor Swift case so much for that phone. That's what I really was like, can you just give me back my case? So anyway, I'm standing on the corner and I have a bag of heavy groceries that I'm carrying with one hand and my phone in the other. And out of nowhere, someone who was already in a huge sprint ran past me like a relay race and just grabbed my phone like a baton in a relay race and just ran. And people are like, did you give Chase? It's like, you don't, there's nothing. Yeah, I gave my Chase credit card over to him through my phone, but I did not give Chase because there's me.
You had the groceries amping up.
He was already sprinting. That's why, you know, like getting a running start, like you can't break out. And I had just gone and I was in full running gear. I mean, I could have, but there's no, and he was a boy. He was a young boy. I would literally guess he was 11 or 12 years old based on who I saw sprinting away from me. I didn't see anything about him. I know everyone's like, was he, like, people are dancing around it. Was he, like, because he was so fast. Was he Kenyan?
Yeah.
That's a joke. No, he was a young kid and he was wearing a hoodie. I couldn't see anything about him except that I just saw him. And I honestly, as soon as he grabbed the phone from my hand, I just accepted it. It was just like, okay, bye. It was as if I dropped something when I'm riding my bike, like a piece of paper, and I go, oh, I guess I just littered. I don't feel good about it, but I'm not going to go back and get it. Yes, I was in the middle of texting someone. So it was like open.
Oh.
Yeah, but they shut it off immediately. They shut off my phone. Like someone tried to call it. I didn't even try to call it. I just didn't care. People were like, did you do find my phone? Why? Honestly, why would I do that? So I can just go see the house that it's at and just go wait outside the house and then what? Go up and bang on the door and be like, give me my phone. Like, I'm not going to do, I don't want to get shot. Like, I don't know who's taking my phone. And also this kid is probably working for his parents who are probably like, or
a kingpin of some sort.
Yeah. Like I just don't care. Mm-hmm. I know that I have the privilege of being able to afford a new phone and a cost like that could really like hurt someone. Like, you know, there are millions of people that are one, you know, $500 mistake away from being, having no money. You know, like so I'm lucky enough to be like, oh, well, should have held my phone more tightly. So anyway, he just went running and there was no part of me that even thought, I literally just go, come on, man. And I was just thinking about what could I tell him? Like, I should have told him, will you just like throw the case? Because I really liked that case. And I got it from
Etsy. I'm sure
Etsy
he didn't like that case. Maybe he did. Maybe that's why he got it to
Taylor
it.
Taylor Swift's, you know, dress from the Grammys in 2000.
There is a robbing too about, it was so quick that like, He didn't stick you up. Like, didn't get hurt. It's nice.
I could have gotten punched. It could have been wrestled from my hands in an aggressive way.
It's almost better to have your wallet and your phone. Like, if you're going to rob me, just here, just, you could run past me and take it.
It was the best because that can be very, I mean, being held up in any way or someone being like just even struggling while you like try to hold it back, like that could be traumatic. And this was not traumatic at all. And these two girls were crossing the street as it happened. And they were like, are you okay? My earbuds are in. And I hear them go, bring. I hear them disconnect from my phone as he sprints away. He gets out of range. And they go into like, you know, I can hear them talk. The music.
He puts his AirPods on your phone.
I'm like, I wanted to finish that song.
Yeah.
And these girls go, are you okay? And I was just like, yeah, that kid just stole my phone. And they were like, what the fuck? And I was like, yeah, sucks. I shouldn't have been holding it. I was literally like holding it out. And they were like, no, it is not your fault. And I was like, I mean, I know, but like, and they go, well, what are you going to do? And I'm like, I'll just get a new phone. And they were like,
did they want you to call the cops?
They were just like, were they like,
do you want me to
me.
Call the cops?
No, they were just like, they were, it was funny because if I would have been alone, I would have never realized that my reaction was so funny because they were like almost laughing at my reaction because they were like, why aren't you mad? It was as pedestrian to me as honestly dropping a gum wrapper and being like, because when I drop a gum wrapper, there is a part of me that's like, oh shoot. And if I like, if it blows away in the wind, I'm like, oh, I just could like it. I probably get more anxiety about that than I do.
Well, do you think it's a fight or flight situation where you're like, You were so cool with it, but maybe that was a way to deal with it.
If it would have been my purse, I would have started crying because I have to go to the DMV. Mm-hmm. I have to go get new credit cards sent to me. There's a lot of things in there that are paper. With a phone, I can do everything on my laptop.
Or my phone.
Or your phone the next day. But you know, there's other ways. But if it would have been if it would have been my driver's license, yeah. I would have cried because that means. But you know what it does mean. I didn't spend hours at the DMV. I spent hours at the fucking AT&T center.
Did it take a long time?
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember you called ahead of time to...
Oh, my... Well, updating your phone and it downloading all your iCloud stuff. You have to sit there and wait at the AT&T center. And I'm meditating in the AT&T center so I don't have to have the guys force conversation with me, these two guys working that are trying to be nice. And I'm like, I'm just going to meditate and close my eyes. Is that weird? And they were like, oh, that's fine.
Now you have the biggest phone on earth. You have an iPad phone.
They just go, what do you want? I go, the one with the biggest everything. Just give me everything in the phone. I want the biggest one. And then I forgot. As he's unwrapping it, he goes, now if you want to return it, there's a $55 restocking fee. And I was like, oh, shit. So now I have the iPad phone. It's gigantic. But
can
I
you run
love
with that? Can
it.
You run with it, though?
Yes, because here's the thing. I used to get the one that was the middle-sized Goldilocks, not too hot, not too cold. And I could run with it in my hand. It wasn't too cumbersome, although a little bit. It gives me an arm workout. I would switch arms to even it up. But this time, I am not running with my phone anymore because I am not having my phone out anymore. After having it swiped from me in literally at twilight by a child, yeah. I'm not carrying my phone anymore. You shouldn't do that. And it's going to have me tuck it away. And so I went running the other day in Pittsburgh, and I put it in my sports bra. Which I can't normally do with the smaller phone because when you have something smaller that's very weighted, it bounces up and down more. When it's like a big pad, it's almost like it's a part of, it's like a
bulletproof vest. Yeah.
And so it just is more part of you. So actually, it's better and I'm not going to be on my phone. I won't be holding my phone as I run. Thus, I won't be a victim. Let's get to one story.
Also, it wouldn't take two kids to carry that thing.
All right. Kim Kardashian says she'd eat poop to look younger.
Yeah,
in an interview, she said, I'll try anything. If you told me that I literally had to eat poop every single day and I would look younger, I might. I just might.
I love that she said this.
The honesty of it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because saying it's that's a disgusting thing to say. And she is very much about like appearances. And that is that's a gross thing to say. And I love it. And I love that it's honest. That's meaning like it does not come naturally to her to look the way she does. She is trying. I just hate when celebrities lie and make it seem like it's effortless.
Mm-hmm.
And she is admitting it's not.
She was promoting, because this is the same interview where she was promoting her new 9-step skincare regimen.
That's like it. $600 and something dollars if you buy the whole thing. And honestly, she sold me on it. I didn't buy it, but she sold me because this girl, you know, really cares about skincare. It's a passion of hers, which I buy. This whole, her PR team is genius. They had the New York Times do an article about her new skincare line. The New York Times. And it really is just an ad for her skincare line. And it fucking works because she's talking about it. You go, wow, she's actually, and it's $600 something. And she's like, well, I didn't want to do cheap products. And this is the cheapest I could get the products that I wanted to actually work. And I don't know, sold me. I would probably buy it.
Nine steps. That's a lot of steps.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know. Even for like a recovery program.
Yeah. It's almost too much. 12.
I know.
We talk about her like putting poop out a certain.
Would you eat poop if it meant
to that, look younger?
Yeah.
No. But I would eat it just for regular. But that was one day. And I looked old. I've never looked older. I mean, who the hell eats their own shit? An old man with dementia. You know what I mean?
Would you lick a little bit of your feces, like a tiny bit every day, if it meant that you would never age?
If I'm not going to get like hepatitis B or whatever you get from poop, if it's guaranteed that I won't get it.
It would only be like you have to taste the poop.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Mm. Isn't that sad?
It is
sad. Would do something that disgusting.
Well, are you not aging like you're getting older, but your face isn't getting. Is that what's happening here? Like you'll still die at the same age.
No,
but you'll just look young.
Well, I don't want to live forever. That kind of would be hard to see the downfall of humanity and live through that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like but after the world is burning, skin, you're still alive, looking fantastic on like a smoldering rock in a sea of fire. And no one else lives.
And you're just eating your own shit.
Except you and a bunch of cockroaches. They. That's how they stay young forever. That's how they live, is they eat shit. They're onto something. Fuck.
They might be. They eat Kim Kardashian's shit. Do you think, whatever. I mean, we talk about it all the time. How it's a bad influence.
Let me just say this.
Is it a bad influence?
It's someone, no, because she's being honest. I don't care if what anyone says, as long as they're being honest, even if it's a bad influence. Because I got a lot of shame of being like, Nikki, you saying that you want to be perceived as hot is like a bad influence for young girls. I had a friend told me that. Mm-hmm. Like, you're setting a bad example for your niece. Well, you know what's a bad example? Is pretending I like my body when I don't. You know?
Yes.
Like, I'm not going to lie. I don't think it's good that I don't like my body.
But can you get to that point without the other? Like, can you get to the point of...
Honesty is the only way to get to anything.
Yeah.
Literally. You cannot get past
the things
that you want to let go of unless you get honest about them. I really believe that.
I wonder whose poop she was thinking in mind.
Here's my thing, though. I would only eat poop every day if everyone else had the option to eat poop, because I know that there would be other girls doing it, and I can't forego something that other girls, if other girls are going to suddenly look so much younger, I'm going to have to do it. Now, if this was just offered to me and no one else had it, I would say, no, I'll just age like everyone else, if that makes sense. It's the competition factor. If other girls had access to the poop trick and they did it and they were eating poop every day, I wouldn't do it if it was just me, though.
Also, it's interesting because I would inject.
We gotta go to break.
Would you inject poop in tomorrow? Because of Botox.
Well,
If
I'm gonna eat poop,
Botox.
I'll probably inject it.
Botox.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would definitely inject it.
Yeah.
Like that wouldn't even be. Yeah. It's the.
All right. Let's go to break and come back with Reddit Dump.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
All right, it's time for Reddit Dump.
This is your
karaoke mode.
This is your Reddit Dump. All right, this is from No Stupid Questions on the subreddit. No Stupid Questions. It says, if a woman astronaut got her period in space, would the blood come out or just float around in her uterus? What do you guys think?
I think the blood would come out.
I really didn't
float
know.
Around.
You think it would come out? Why? If there's no gravity to send it out?
Because I think something's pushing it.
Yeah, you can still
even if you
poop.
Don't realize it.
I think it would come out, but I don't like if she's not wearing a tampon and a pad. I think the gelatinous stuff would just kind of like slowly sneak out.
Yes. But why would it come out if it there's no gravity?
Well, they can still pee and poop, right?
Yeah, but and you don't push out your period blood.
But your
just
uterine walls do. They contract and stuff.
Exactly. That and that brings us full circle ham drip to cramps. That's what cramps do. Cramps are pushing it out. So yes, it would come out. Turns out someone answered and said, loading, the blood will come out in order to shed the uterine lining. The uterus contracts equals cramps. This is generally what period cramps are, though there are other factors as well. The contraction also helps push the material, there is tissue as well as blood, out of the uterus. Gravity isn't really a big factor. I did not plan that to be a full circle thing, but mm-hmm. Yes, that's why cramps are the reason that you would have blood coming out of your pussy in space.
We were talking about fucking in space too.
Whoa.
Remember that you'd have to be on the ceiling. Like if you want missionary, you'd have to go on the ceiling and the guy will float into you.
I don't.
You
need a roof. This is a different podcast.
Huh?
I don't remember talking
about
this
podcast.
You didn't pay attention to it when I said it.
No, I don't think it was. No one listens to the podcast.
I swear
twice.
To God.
Really?
I swear to God.
Oh.
I said you'd have to be on the roof and it got nothing.
Oh, sorry. Oh, okay. Well, you made a lot of... So, okay. So you saying fucking in space and you say you got to be on the roof. That's too many steps for me to get
to. Or on the ceiling.
Ceiling.
Or the ceiling. You got to be on the ceiling. That's too many steps. You got to walk me there a little bit more with that joke. You can't expect me to get that as an aside.
Mm.
Because if we're talking
sorry,
about...
Sorry, I expect more.
No.
Is that too much?
No. You can... I'm comedically advanced. My
no,
brain is already
No, I just think sometimes
going...
you're thinking about what you're going to say, and that's why
but
you don't hear
joke,
it.
But that joke... I agree with you. There are a lot of times I miss a lot of things you say. Yeah. But that joke requires a lot more than just...
But I think we were talking about
because
space.
Because of gravity. Okay. Maybe.
We'll rewind the tape and we'll...
Okay, this next one is from Me IRL, which is just like, you know, memes that are very like relatable. Have you guys seen this Obama meme?
No.
Where he's like in his chair and he looks like, I'm going to do the example of it. He just goes, hold on. He's just like...
Yeah.
He's looking like, it's kind of like he's looking like... What do you mean? What's the big deal? Like, what is he even talking about? He kind of throws up his hands next to his face, like, you know, like the emoji with like the, I don't know, like, yeah, kind of confused.
Who cares?
Yeah. But like, look, but he kind of looks like, what's the big deal? And it's going around, and people use this for like just usually kids being confused about stuff. So it says, my mom, no, you can't go to Disneyland. You don't have enough money. And it says six-year-old me with $20. And the kid's like, what do you mean I don't have enough money? Just kids not understanding. Yeah. There's also one that goes around that's like, they slept. Did you hear that Brian slept with Amy? And then the kid just looks like, what's the big deal? They slept together? Like, because when you're a kid, you just think like, well, they
There's a great meme of T.I. leaning over. If you just type that into Google, you'll have a good time with that.
T.I. leaning over?
Like, he's just defying gravity.
Noah, will you play one of the ones I sent you?
Okay, let's do Hinge audio. You want to do that?
Oh, yeah. So there's this new feature on Hinge where men and women can record voice memos in their profile so that you can hear their voice and they can answer questions. So this was a girl that was sharing a lot of the Hinge audios she was coming across in men's profiles. Is that correct, Noah?
Yeah.
Hinge, but then they came out with the audio feature.
I'm watching you, Wazowski. Okay. Always watching.
I feel like an old soul. So dating me would be like dating your dad.
All I ask is that you join me in celebrating Short King Spring. I'm 5'8". Let's go on a date.
I like that guy.
Because I'm fucking annoying and I never know when to shut the fuck up because I usually speak before I think. So yeah, there's that. Hey, bestie, how you doing?
So when I was in second grade, I somehow got the impression that drinking and driving meant any beverage. So when my dad would drink Pepsi in the car, for instance, I would get very nervous. I'd also learned that they ask you to say the ABCs backwards if you get pulled over, and I kind of assumed it was like a get-out-of-jail-free card. So I learned how to do so solely for the purpose of saving my dad when he would eventually be pulled over for drinking Pepsi while driving. And still to this day, I can do it. ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHGFED.
Dino nuggets are like the best thing ever. I always have Dino nuggets. I go crazy for Dino nuggets. If you don't have Dino nuggets,
if you don't have what?
I probably still fuck with
dinosaur nugget, like chicken nuggets that look like dinosaurs.
I like the guy, that one guy that told the story about his dad and his drinking. You can tell he was trying to sound like a podcast host.
Yeah, it felt like Serial or NPR or something.
But he did had a really good voice. I liked that guy. And I did like the guy that was like, I'm 5'8". This is going to be great. I'm a good date. Short King Summer. Like, Short King Spring. I like that one. The others were... The one that's like, I talk too much, blah, blah, blah.
I would have liked doing that more than writing captions. I didn't like writing captions when I was
That was
doing.
My question. Like, in a dating app, though, like, if you were not just to get their messages, would you be more inclined or less inclined to meet them if you heard their voice?
More, because I feel like that is the thing that makes me feel like I know them, is if I can combine their face with their voice, because the voice is the thing that when you meet people after not knowing them and only communicating with them via text, you go, whoa, I thought they were going to sound different. It's like seeing someone's face after you've only known them wearing a mask after a really long time and you get to know them and you go, ooh, it's just like not what you wanted it to be just because it's different. I think it's great. I would be too scared.
Too. It would scare me.
What do you mean? To leave one?
To leave one or hear one?
To hear one. It would just give me, it would scare me. I don't know why.
What do you mean?
For me, it's better just not to know and just
That's
to
so funny.
Go through the chat and just meet. And then I decide from there if I like you or not. It would just give me another excuse
I
not to meet them.
More and more. Oh, yeah. I can really.
I feel like I know a lot about a person by how they speak.
Yeah, I do too.
It's kind of like if you look at the. It'd be great if you could see almost a handwriting of someone on a date.
Someone had the thing of like a guy's hand looks like his penis, and it really does. Someone said that to me once, and that is very true. There was a girl that was on my, she was a wardrobe assistant on my show, Nikki and Sarah. I remember, I forgot her name, but she told me, she was like, look at a guy's hands, and their penis looks similar to their hand. Like the way their hand looks compared to other man's hands is the way their penis looks. And I'm not talking about size. I'm really not. I'm talking about just like the look of it, which is more important to me about a penis than the size. It's just the like the cleanliness of it, the lack of discoloration and the texture
structure.
Of it is
like
more
structure.
Yes. Yeah, and just like the if it looks like it's stinky, I don't want it near me.
And that should be on Bumble.
Yeah, but size I don't care about. But really, when I have dick anxiety, it's always about like if it looks, if it has a weird smell or like, you know, fungi.
Have you gone down on a guy and it just stinks?
No, never. Oh. Honestly, never. So but that's like just an irrational fear, yeah. You know, like my parents dying. Oh, wait, that's rational because it's going to happen someday. Fuck.
You might get a smelly dick. Too.
Let's do another Reddit recording because I don't know. I haven't been finding that many good subreddits recently.
Okay, you want to do, you need an app?
Yes. There's this like two kids that are brother and sister, mm-hmm. and the little girl is crying and her brother is like clearly identifies the issue, which is like she's tired. It's just a cute, it's cute. It just reminds me of like, I wish someone would say this to me sometimes when I'm being just insane.
She looks like you.
It kind of looks like you as a baby.
Again. Well, you need one. No, I don't. Did you nap yet? And she goes, no. And he goes, well, you need one.
It's a very logical response.
Such a cutie. I love when kids are so helpful and literal. I've been, you know what I've been watching recently that is just, I can't recommend enough for uplifting your mood and passing the time is going to the Dodo and just watching all these like animal videos.
Oh,
I'm so upset. I know this is like a very normal thing that people do.
What's the Dodo? The Dodo is an Instagram account?
Yeah, it's an Instagram account that makes like, you know, they really do a good job of producing these videos and they take the footage that the person who shot like the videos either rescuing an animal or, you know, the ones I love. And then they interview them and use the voiceover from the interview to really build a story. It's a really well produced account. And my favorite ones are the bugs. Final thought. There's this great one where this girl is, it's a jumping spider and it's like the size of a half a dime. It's the tiniest little spider, weighs nothing, you know. And she was scared of spiders. And for some reason, I wish they had more of a backstory of like how she even came across this jumping spider. But it's all these people that one girl finds a moth and like you just find that a jumping spider, this girl. It's like, I've had cats and I've had dogs. The spider has just as much personality and I love her just as much. She's like, I'm crying about a fucking spider. She's like, I love this thing so much. And it only has been my life for a year because they only live a year and they start to age. And she cuts cloth to give them like webbing so that mm-hmm. they can climb easier because they get slower and their pads don't work as well to climb. And it's just, I just cried a million times watching like a wombat that these people found and like gave a home and then had to release, a dove that these kids found, this bird that hit a window and the person found it, and just like these wild animals. The more it is less of a cuddly animal that people find a way to find compassion for it, the more I love the
and
video.
The smaller like the thing,
because like a we, spider yeah. having, and you really do see the personality come out. And I've talked about the one that got me, which was like a bumblebee, the first one that I was just like, how is a bumblebee?
Yeah,
gonna be.
It's like the octopus story, but yes, obviously even smaller. Than
and you
that,
just but. It just helps you see that every animal has a personality. Like your dog is different from every other dog. Like we sometimes think that all chickens are just like they're just fucking chickens, or like all ants. Or all bees or spiders. Now, I don't know about ants. Maybe all ants don't really have that many individual personalities. But based on this spider videos,
well, there's a lot of
these
different
spiders
kind of
have very, they know, she, like sometimes her boyfriend will be holding it and then it sees her and it will crawl over. It's this minuscule spider that has yeah. 8 eyes. It's all a little, it's like fuzzy. And it will just like crawl over to her and just want to be on her hand.
Well, think about ants. They each have their own job. I mean, they obviously have some kind of thought yeah. process. There's a queen ant. There's working ants. They make these houses. Like
sometimes
they obviously,
to get across something, they'll all like combine together, yeah. build a bridge, and then they will walk across
what's
each
the
other.
Ant, the bug's life, right? Or ant? What is that? Ant so life? Much. What was that cartoon?
So
back
the other
in the day,
what was Chris, that? Bug's Life.
What's that?
And then the ants was also another.
Yeah,
cartoon.
Yeah.
But a Bug's Life was awesome.
I saw it in the front row. I remember. Awesome. And I was like, look at these bugs.
Oh
like,
God.
Like that's how crowded the theater was. We got front row for the big bugs.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
When Pixar came out with A Bug's Life, I remember, if you remember, the bugs had to eat water. Like they would just like munch on a droplet.
Yeah.
And I found an interesting fact about that kind of animation, at least at the time that Bug's Life came out. They couldn't make water animated in the way that water looks. They can only make it in droplet form.
Oh.
For some reason, they couldn't animate actual water the way that we see water with that kind of animation. And so it fit that they could only do droplets. And so that's what made them lead to them eating these droplets like hamburgers almost, which was such a cute thing to see a bug like just like take these beads of water and bite into them. But it was based on the fact that the animation couldn't support another way to do it. Which I thought was kind of cool.
Well, it's interesting. We personify these things through cartoons, and then we see, oh, they can, they are like us. But if you see that little spider in a magnifying glass and they're running, like, they are. Like, it is actually like, it's not just a cartoon. Yeah. But anyhow, but yeah, what were you?
The other day, well, Chris gave me a birthday present. One of the birthday presents was going to this, like, bird place and playing with all these birds. Did I talk about this already?
No.
I got bit by a bird. So I went to this bird rescue that this woman has out of her house, and this other woman came over that runs the bird rescue, and they just kept bringing birds down to the living room for me to play with. And it's the St. Louis Avian Rescue. It's called STAR, St. Louis Avian Rescue. And, you know, like, it was just so freaking fun. And I went over there, and I was playing with all these birds, and one of the birds, Louie, bit me twice, drew blood. And I loved it. Oh, wait, it's right there. I loved it. I was so excited. And the woman that was like horrified, she was probably scared I was going to sue or something. She was like, oh, he drew blood. And I'm like, I love it. Like, I have a bird wound. And it's not even bad. It's like, I hope it scars. It would be the coolest thing ever. But I was playing with these birds. And man, do parrots have their own fucking individual personality? It's insane. Like, these birds each like different things, have different curiosities, are very gentle and as soon as you are able to make the leap that chickens are the same, you got to start looking at the things on your salad that you just throw on for $3 extra or the sandwich you get. Like, that was a bird that had just as much personality as your dog. I'm honestly more personality than your dog. Birds are so smart, and you just need to open your eyes. It's okay if you keep eating chicken, but you just need to at least honor that thing that had a personality, had feelings, wanted to live, would have been like a sweet thing that you could have cuddled and it would have like cooed in your arm. Like, you have to realize that's what you're eating. It's not, I'm not trying to shame you, but you cannot look at chickens like you do ants. You just can't. It's so not what they are. They are so individual. They have so much personality. They are desperate for love and tenderness and pets, and they get scared. And you just need, I'm not asking you to become vegan. I'm just wanting you to not eat chicken like it's nothing and really just thank that bird for giving you sustenance and for giving its life unwillingly for you to eat it, and to not just go, oh, I don't really like this chicken, and like throwing it aside. If you get chicken on your fucking salad, you fucking eat that chicken, bitch. I don't care if it doesn't, oh, the seasoning isn't right. You eat that chicken. That's a life of an animal that has a better personality than your dumb dog. And I have dumb dogs too, and chickens are smarter than them. So I'm sorry to get mad at you, but seriously, just think about it next time. Just, that's all I'm asking you to do.
Or just eat poop instead.
Does that get through to you? Does that do anything for you to think about chickens?
Does it,
having
for
personalities?
Me?
Yeah, like, yeah, like, of your, course. Your, like your cat Mango?
I get that. I think...
But I think making the comparison to the dog,
I wouldn't make that leap of like, because then I think people just get angry and they go, well, it's not like my dog. But
it
like,
is though. There's no debate.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying how people will their palate for that. If you're coming after their animal saying this thing's better, they're gonna
it's
get
not
defensive.
Better, it's more intelligent.
I'm just saying they're gonna get defensive.
Well, it's
You asked me what I thought.
You're
I'm telling you.
You're a stupid person. If you're less intelligent than your dog. If you get insulted by me saying your dog is stupid. Your dog is stupid. It doesn't mean your dog's not a bad thing. Things aren't more precious because they're smarter. I'm just saying these things have feelings, and
yes,
you can't negate. You
and
can't
I,
treat
I
them
think,
like they're
And it does.
Cockroaches.
You asked me what it does for me. I'm telling you, when you say, when you see a toucan, when you see a bird, if there was like a dog, right, like a pretty dog, like a Maltese or whatever, and we're like, holy shit, I love this little Maltese. And then you have a fucking pit bull with big nipples, and we're all eating these pit bulls with big nipples because they're ugly.
Yeah.
That's essentially what a chicken is in people's mind, because it's just this ugly thing.
Do you
thing.
Think I don't understand that? That's what I'm saying.
No, I know. You asked me how I'm perceiving it, and I'm telling you, this is how I'm perceiving it.
Okay, but I'm just asking you, will it affect you eating chicken at all in what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Good answer. Well, I mean, that's an honest answer. Just wondering. I'm just trying to figure out ways to get people to see, because I didn't used to think about chickens that way, or eggs. I just didn't. because I didn't want to. But as soon as you start to, like, I think people need to play with chickens more and just have the realization that this is the thing you're eating.
Yeah.
And then I think we could bridge that gap, because it's just cognitive dissonance. It's just not, it's just thinking of them like insects, because insects, we really don't care if you step maybe on a fucking ant. You don't cry. Maybe if you stepped on a chicken, you would be very sad.
We should paint chickens. Like, what do you mean? Cool colors. Maybe people won't eat them.
What does that mean?
No, because they got to be prettier.
It's not about being pretty.
I'm telling you, that's why people eat certain animals. They don't think
chickens are gorgeous.
I guess.
I don't know. People don't eat pit bulls, by the way.
No, I know that. I'm saying that that's the different kind of bird.
I agree. That is. All right, we got to go.
They do.
What?
They do.
What?
In China, they eat fucking dogs.
Yeah, I know. Because, and you know what? Good for them, because they're doing the same thing we're doing to chickens. Good for them. I support it. Until when people get mad about the dog, eating dogs over there, I'm just like, how can you get mad at that? We eat cows. Just like, I just don't give a shit. Until you make it all even, Yulin Meat Dog Festival, I support it. Because it's a hypocrisy if you only don't support... If you are like against that and you're still eating cows. Sorry, I don't hate you, but you're a hypocrite, as I am in many ways in my life. All right, we gotta go. That's a wrap. This is also a wrap. And that is that.
And that's that. And get hit with a bat and then eat it.
Don't eat the bat. That's how we got COVID.
All right, I'll go eat poop.
Oh, it's made in the lab. A chocolate lab. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. Sorry for my vegan rant. You know I gotta let it out sometimes, and you can always fast forward or stop listening. It's really up to you, just like veganism is. It's up to you. All right, good night, and thank you for listening. Don't be cuh, and Jack Russell Terrier.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.